WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump's hush money trial will go ahead as scheduled. Jury selection set for March 25th. The former president's legal team tried to get the first of the four criminal charges that Trump is facing dismissed, but they were not successful. Kansas City police are still working to determine a motive in the mass shooting at the Super Bowl victory party yesterday, the one that left one person dead, more than 20 wounded. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan expected to brief members of Congress after the House Intelligence Committee Chair Mike Turner sounded the alarm about a Russian nuclear threat in space.
It is still not clear why Chairman Turner decided to do this. I caught up with him on the Hill yesterday. He refused to offer any explanation. His motives still unclear, though he has long been sounding the alarm about Russian aggression. He also caught his other Hill colleagues off guard with this. Lawmakers I talked to who had seen the intelligence describe it as significant and concerning, but again, stress, it's not cause for panic.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce, this is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A last-minute amendment to Governor Evers' political maps bill might complicate elections this year. The legislature passed his maps the other day, but they wouldn't take effect until the November election. Democratic State Senator Melissa Agard says that means any race before then would be held in unconstitutional districts.
Speaker Voss is in the middle of a recall, and we're not sure what maps he would run on. Additionally, in the Senate, Lena Taylor was just appointed to be a judge in Milwaukee. So we're down one member in the state Senate.
Evers has said he'd sign off on the maps as long as they weren't changed. Democratic state lawmakers want to expand paid family leave. A new bill would extend the current 2 weeks a year to 14 and allow more reasons for people to take time off. The bill would also remove the exemption for small businesses. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggyhoe. Madison street crews hit the roads early Thursday morning to make sure the streets are clear. 32 snowplows hit the streets just after midnight. With near-freezing temperatures, street officials want to make sure that any precipitation doesn't turn into ice. Pavement temperatures are likely above freezing, meaning that while snow should melt on its own, it could later turn to ice. They remind everyone to give yourself a little extra time getting to where you need to go to this morning. Madison officials held a groundbreaking ceremony Wednesday morning for Metro Transit's new facility on Hanson Road. The building will be used to store the city's new all-electric vehicles, which will be used in the upcoming bus rapid transit system. Their old space was a repurposed warehouse. The new facility will allow room for multiple services like administrative offices, bus wash service lines, and maintenance. City officials say the new facility will help Metro Transit's service throughout the region. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggyhout, WMDX News.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you'll get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that movetomadison.com is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh.
It is the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. Visit the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Spring training gets underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers pitchers and catchers reporting today for the start of spring training in Arizona. This will be the 26th year Milwaukee has held their spring training in Maryvale. NBA, the Bucks play the Grizzlies in Memphis. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the Heat. Damian Lillard was asked why the team struggled with Doc Rivers' plan defensively against Miami.
I think it's just a mentality. You know, when he's challenging us like that in the huddle, it's the type of mentality that you go back on the court with. You can do that with communication. You know, you can talk yourself into a game, talk yourself into being in the right spots. But that was really it. You know, I thought on top of us not communicating as loud and as often as we should have and could have. You know, when shots weren't falling, we didn't have as much urgency. We weren't as physical. Certain things that we knew they wanted to do and that they did well, we didn't take away. You know, that was just how the game went.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We've finally flipped to a February vibe, with the sparkle of the snow under partly sunny skies and highs hitting the mid-30s. We've got a blustery northwest wind gusting at 30 miles per hour, though, knocking our temperatures back to feeling about 10 degrees cooler. Right now, it's 30.
Connecting the dots between the left and the right. Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Saturdays at 2 and Sundays at 1. On the talk you can't ignore, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Super Thursday edition. Donald Trump has his day in court. You better tune in 4 to 6 p.m.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, the shrinking minority of, you could call them Mitt Romney or Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, Republicans, are distraught and increasingly desperate because they understand that Lincoln's party of freedom and union has been reduced to a cult of authoritarian personality where one guy calls all the shots, Donald Trump, the fourth branch of government, or maybe it's even the fifth branch of government, Vladimir Putin, who's really calling the shots for Donald Trump. And then they all get in line and follow along.
And he's about to nuke us from space. Okay, but more importantly, North Austin Mike says Pop-Tarts are not food. All Pop-Tarts are disgusting. By the way, both Chris and Jody are wrong. Buttercream and cream cheese frosting are the only good frostings.
Oh, I don't have a problem with cream cheese.
I
don't like buttercream.
I love cream cheese frosting, and I love whipped cream frosting. I don't like buttercream.
Chris in Albuquerque with the dark truth behind frosted Pop-Tarts.
Uh-oh.
Yes, Chris.
They're made of bones.
Gelatin. All right, let's get to Dana Goldberg in this conversation.
Raised by a wild pack of Jews, here's Dana Goldberg.
Goldberg's here. Gold. Ha, ha, ha.
For one of the top five funniest lesbians in America.
Goldberg's here.
Come stick with your baby.
For a thousand years. Nothing gets better when Dana's here.
Oh, hi, Dana. Hi. Where do you come down on the great up? I say only non-frosted popcorn, only cinnamon are acceptable.
That's disgusting. I am a big fan of a s'more Pop-Tart, but that has to be warmed. You can't just eat them. Yeah, that's gross. And I'm a whipped cream frosting girl on my cakes and my cupcakes.
Whipped cream frosting is great.
The way to go.
Yeah.
God have mercy.
Not as sweet
on
as
all
the
your
other
souls.
Ones. Right. It's not
all
as cloyingly sweet as the other ones.
Right.
That's what it is. It doesn't feel like you're biting into tin foil when you're eating, like when buttercream frosting, if you have too much, your teeth are, you can feel them decaying.
Yes.
After
later. Yes, you can.
Frosting
agree.
Is disgusting and meant to be swiped off cake.
No,
entirely.
No, no. Cake.
Okay.
Is a
listen.
Frosting delivery device.
I am talking to one of the top time funniest lesbians in America. Who tweeted, I expect it from Subaru, but way to go, Volkswagen, with the lesbian wedding shot.
Mm-hmm.
Caught that.
I mean, it was a great commercial.
And also, you said, I can't look at the Kansas City coach and not see Wilford Brimley. That's true. I hadn't,
Really? Wow, Andy Reid looks like Brimley to you.
It does.
A little bit. Wow. Yeah.
Put a picture of Andy next to Brimley and see what you think.
If he tried to sell oatmeal to you, would you be...
Well, Andy
Reid's
a great coach.
You
used to coach for the Niners.
You would think it's the right thing to do.
Okay.
Also, Super Bowl ad, Sunday Divine tweeted, Super Bowl ads about Jesus from a group calling itself He Gets Us also donated $50 million to anti-LGBTQ hate groups. It's money from that $3 billion donation that made that dead Hobby Lobby guy. There's no hate like Christian love, which you love that. There's no hate like Christian love.
There's no hate like Christian love as such. I mean, with this, listen, I know there are real, real Christians out there that, you know, are taking care of their neighbor and they're not judging and they're, you know, actually following the word that Christ would follow. Yeah. But these people that are spending tens of millions of dollars on 2 30-second Super Bowl commercials when they could do so much money with that and it's in God's name, I mean, get out of here.
Yeah. And oh my God, the conspiracy theories. What was the one we did yesterday? Something, something, satanic hand gestures.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Something.
Ice Spice.
Yes, that's it. Yes. Yeah.
You said, just remember, if Kansas City wins, Taylor and Travis are part of the deep state. If they lose, crazy Republicans will blame Taylor. Either way, they'll find a way to villainize the woman, misogyny in full swing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it really is. It really is. This visceral hatred of a powerful, you know, self-made billionaire woman, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, how many times have you seen a Laker game and they cut to Jack Nicholson exactly. every single other shot, or Spike Lee in the front row, or Drake in the front row? I mean, no one says anything about them getting too much airtime, but they show Taylor Swift for, I think it was a total of 54 seconds in a 5-hour, like however long the Super Bowl was, and yeah. everyone's up in arms. It's absurd. It's misogyny at its best.
By the way, speaking of powerful, awesome women that we love, I did not know, you said if you're in Representative Jasmine Crockett's district, please get out and vote for her next week and take 10 of your friends. I didn't realize there was an election next week.
Well, it's early voting for the primary. So basically it's early voting in Texas. It starts next week. And then the primary, I believe, is March 5th. And we need to get Jasmine Crockett reelected because she is unbelievable. If I could clone her and put her in every district other than like 8 of them, I would do it.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you said, I don't know who coined the name broflakes for these toxic masculinity guys that are upset by Taylor's mere existence, but I'm here for it. Broflakes. Very good. Thank you.
Broflakes. We enjoy. So good. Absolutely.
So, by the way, thank you for graciously ceding part of your time to Fred Gutenberg today, because this is America. And speaking of Super Bowl, at a Super Bowl celebration, our latest shooting on the anniversary, Valentine's Day, of the 6-year anniversary of Parkland.
Absolutely, Steffi. I'm happy to do it. I'm just sorry that it even needs to be done.
Yeah.
I wish this man and the rest of the families that have been affected by gun violence could actually just heal instead of being re-traumatized every single time another child is shot or lost in this country. It's horrifying. So I'm absolutely, Fred could have all the time in the world.
Yeah, you said people hoping that 9 children being treated for gunshot wounds will be the tipping point for the GOP to do something. Let's not forget there was a massacre at Sandy Hook where 20 children mm-hmm. were killed. The GOP did nothing. They aren't and have never been pro-life. They are pro-gun. I wanted to get your take on the Jon Stewart thing, because I just, if ever there's been a time when both sides don't do it, you know, it is now. Whether it's on guns, whether
it's
on... I agree.
I watched... Oh, sorry,
yeah,
Steph.
Go ahead.
There's
no, go
a
ahead.
Little bit of a delay. Yeah, I watched the entire clip, and I can understand why people are upset with Jon Stewart, but if you really watch that clip, he is basically saying the truth. Both of these guys are in their, you know, advanced state yeah. of life.
Yeah.
We've got one that has 91 federal indictments, is sexually... It has been... has been found by a jury of sexually assaulting a woman, on and on and on and on. But don't act like we can't just ignore the fact that right now we've got 2 geriatric people running for president of the United States of America. So do I love that Jon Stewart did it? No, but I understand why he did.
I watched it and I just felt like
it's always been his brand.
Yeah, but he mentioned Trump, but really, I thought, piled on Biden about age. And I, you know, here's the thing. You can take any clip of any of us and make us look, you know, demented or ridiculous, right? Donald yeah. Trump, just watch any rally unedited and you tell me how much makes no effing sense. What all just yesterday, right, Jody? And then he says, oh, I do it on purpose. Mm-hmm. I slurring, mispronouncing words, mm-hmm. getting, I mean, he does it.
By the way, interpose, that's not even the right definition of interpose.
I know,
right? Like I looked it up because I felt crazy.
And then he said, oh, I was being sarcastic when I mixed up Nancy. That's not the yeah. term when he mixed up Nancy Pelosi and Nikki Haley. He doesn't even know what sarcastic means. It's like, no, you weren't joking. You clearly mixed them up many, many times anyway. But here's the thing. Stephen Colbert, I feel like, is really kind of a masterclass in how you do this, because we are just not in normal times. He dismissed the, you know, the Hur, that BS Robert Hur yep. report. He talked about the calling Biden a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. He said, kind of going off-road in a report about classified documents. Your Honor, we, the jury, have reached a verdict. We find the defendant not guilty of murder, but he's ugly and his mother dresses him funny. We fact-checked this last Thursday, and it turns out Joe Biden is old. And he said, he added, Democrats have been in a panic since the report came out. James Carville chewed off his own leg. This is what I'm talking about, the bedwetting of Democrats. Mm-hmm. He said, voters are going to have to choose between a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory or a contemptible, malicious elderly rapist with a poor memory. I mean, those are the stakes this year. And
absolutely.
I think the thing that got a lot of people is Jon Stewart saying either way will be fine. I hate to say it, but Jon Stewart's really, really wealthy now. He'll be fine either way.
I 100% disagree with that statement, and yeah. I agree with yours. For him to say that, I do feel like it's a little bit of a privileged statement, and I love John. He's a cis white man, and he's doing quite well in this world. So on that aspect, I agree with you. I felt like that was a little tone deaf. There's a lot of people, including my trans friends, that will not be fine if this man is reelected, and no one does anything about this. So that's where I definitely start to disagree with John and vehemently agree with you on this part of it. Steffi, 100%.
So the New York judge has rejected Trump's motion to dismiss the criminal case, set the hush money trial for March 25th. I feel the wheels of justice starting, Dana. Mm-hmm. I know that Watergate prosecutor talked about. Here's the thing. I was saying I get that overthrowing the government or sharing classified secrets is a bigger deal. But this was like the original sin, right? The original election fraud, mm-hmm. basically, right? Him paying off a porn star to hide that to get elected, right?
That's what I always say in my comedy set. I mean, it's the original. We got to give it up for Stormy Daniels. I mean, thanks for taking one inch for the team.
Seriously. I see what you did there. Okay.
Hey, according to E. Jean Carroll's testimony, it's true.
Former Watergate prosecutor Nick Ackerman said, this is an extremely important prosecution. It's not just about Trump and Stormy Daniels. This is about Trump in the 2016 election trying to hide and conceal from the public very important information that would have absolutely torpedoed his election chances. And it came on the heels of that Access Hollywood tape and all of these allegations by other women that would have been the actual killer item that would have ended his campaign. And he obstructed that, and it was a very organized scheme that involved the National Enquirer, involved his own lawyer, and this is an important case. We're going to learn if it's actually going to trial on March 25th. Well, now it looks like today, but he said that it is. He said a certain conviction, as far as I'm concerned, two cooperating witnesses corroborated by a tape, which Trump's voice appears on. You forget that, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. As well as a lot of other witnesses who are going to corroborate all the pieces of that case. So, I say the more convictions, the better. Let's get started somewhere.
Let's do it. We've got it. What is it called? Coachella? Have you seen that meme going around? It's got all of the lists and the dates that he's going to be performing and appearing in the courtrooms across the country. It's Coachella.
Yeah. And this, by the way, his lawyer already was told, have a seat today. Good day, sir. Oh, have a seat. Love Shut it. Up. We're, yeah. I mean, this is what real justice looks like. You know, equal justice under the law. I don't know if you saw Jack Smith's motion. By the way, the skit we did was... really
exactly.
eerily precious.
I know, wasn't
right.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Told you he had it ready.
I'd be Jack Smith.
Oh, yeah.
You be. Who are we? Who do we do?
Judge. Justice Roberts.
Yes, go ahead.
So I would need you to.
I have it right here. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Jack Smith already had it ready.
He's quick.
Yes. Ready to go. But, Dana, what do you think? Where are you guys at on Daily Beans about the. Because I felt like, once again, it was a fantastic filing by Jack Smith. There is
absolutely.
No greater public interest than knowing whether this guy is a convicted criminal before we vote.
Well, we knew he was going to do this. I'm glad that he did it so quickly. They gave him a week. I think he had it back in 2 days. Like you said, he was ready to go. And the bottom line is that he's just restating the three things that Trump cannot prove to get this actual extent, the stay on it. He, there's no way that they're going to give him, that they're going to, in favor of him. Right. Yep, and it's also we as a community, as a country, have a right to a speedy trial. He's continually delaying this. He's continually trying to stonewall the court, and Jack Smith is having none of it. I think it's a beautiful thing, and there's no way Trump is going to get full immunity. So there's no way. I don't think there's a possible way the Supreme Court is going to actually give him the stay and not lift it.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh, yeah. We end on a happy clappy. No, we have one more segment with Dana Goldberg. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty. Oh, that's the, can you see that? That's the Dr. Marty stare.
Oh?
That's where she stares a hole directly into my soul.
Okay. His stare is just like...
It is not. My. You are smart. You are kind. You are important. Don't listen to someone that doesn't even
know what a shrug is. He's walking out of the room
after that. Doesn't even know what a shrug is, Clyde. Don't listen to this is the part of the morning where I negotiate with terrorists.
I know.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And tell them, your nature's blend, it's coming. I'm telling you, real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck, right? What's not to love? Of course they go crazy. And then they throw in like kale, spinach, sweet potatoes. Uh-huh. It's raw. It's freeze-dried. That flavor is amped up to the moon,
bam.
Alice. Yeah. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are so wholesome. It does not contain any artificial preservatives. And it's dry to the touch. It's raw, freeze-dried, so there's no mess. It's shelf-stable. You don't need to keep it in the fridge or the freezer. You know which food I'm talking about.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
get that one. No, look at that one. It's a mess. My listeners can get up to 54% off their first order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Wee! DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Put your hands in the air like you age, the age, the age, and just don't care.
They're coming to Chicago.
On a priority approach and landing in Chicago.
It's Sexy Liberal in Chicago.
No dice, Chicago. I'm giving the orders and we're coming in.
August 17th, it's Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show. Saturday, August 17th at the Vic Theater. Just ahead of the DNC in 2024. Featuring Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, comedy duo Frangella, and Hal Sparks. Special VIP tickets get you into the meet and greet after the show. For a great holiday gift idea. August 17th at the Vic Theater. We'll see you in Chicago for Sexy Liberal.
Well, when I first fed my dogs Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dog seemed after we made the switch. So fluffy, I could die. And can I just say, between you and me, fantastic poops. Nice and firm. You know what I'm talking about. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch. There's no mess. Shelf stable, so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you're going to love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Go now to DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. That's text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply, or go right to DrMartyPets.com/Miller. Get it. Yum, 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 yum.
They're coming to Chicago.
On a priority approach and landing in Chicago.
It's Sexy Liberal in Chicago.
No dice, Chicago. I'm giving the orders and we're coming in.
August 17th, it's Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show. Saturday, August 17th at the Vic Theater. Just ahead of the DNC in 2024. Featuring Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, comedy duo Frangella, and Hal Sparks. Special VIP tickets get you into the meet and greet after the show. For a great holiday gift idea. August 17th at the Vic Theater. We'll see you in Chicago for Sexy Liberal.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. I didn't want to bug you.
Right. How many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com. Allstate.com.
There's a small Wisconsin town where the population grows to 10 times its size every February.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
That's Blair Flickinger with the Foundation for the American Birkebeiner. The skiing marathon started with a couple of people carving a trail between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkebeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany? The answer coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
Make everyone feel like Hayward is their spot for the week.
So did you guess the Berkey was created as a tribute to Norway's 100-year-old race? And while our Berkey is a well-known winter event, it's still growing by adding other races all throughout the year. There's a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think that King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, well, you might find.
Stephanie Miller. Oh,
yeah. Why not?
Sure.
Yes, we mentioned John Stewart, multi-millionaire. He retired for 9 years and then came back. I was just reading a meme that says I've been doing some retirement planning, and I realized that at age 62, I can retire very comfortably and live very comfortably for 11 days. Yep, approximately 11 days, and then I would have to go back to work. So Dana Goldberg, DG comedy on what do you call it? All the socials and the Daily Beans at MSWmedia.com. So Lisa Rubin, a legal expert, agrees with you that about the Supreme Court, that Trump will fall short. She said, my inclination, it's not going to happen, the delay he's asking for a couple of reasons. One, in order to get a stay from the Supreme Court, you have to make a very specific showing. You have to show you have a likelihood of winning your appeal, and you have to show you'd be irreparably harmed in the case going forward. In both cases, I think Trump will fall short of the 5 votes he will need to get a stay. It's ordinary Supreme Court math that you need 4 justices to grant review, but 5 justices to grant a stay. Yes. It's hard for me to see how he gets that, particularly given my review of the petition. I don't know if you saw these Kenneth Chesbrough emails, too, but I thought so interesting, Dana, how the Supreme Court was supposed to play into that, too. Mm-hmm. So we'll see if we are a nation of laws or not. But this Trump's attorneys hatched a scheme to overturn the election by creating so much chaos that January 6th and the counting of the votes would be delayed, lasting days, if not weeks, with Congress unable to complete the count, stop Joe Biden, and that alone would, from being declared president, that would throw it to the House or to the Supreme Court. I mean, Trump has always counted on my justices.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I know that it's far-fetched, but if we get the White House back, the Senate, we expand our lead and get the House of Representatives. If we've got 5 justices, 3 of them that are bought and sold under the Trump administration, expand the court.
Yeah.
Like, if they, I really, truly believe that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the January 6th alternate scenario gamed out by Trump's lawyers, one that would have expanded the hours of indecision caused by the Trump campaign's efforts and stretched out the process for weeks. I mean, this whole thing is written down, Data. Like, I mean, Kenneth Chesbrough, I don't know what they are, texts or emails or whatever. But, you know, all of these cases feel pretty slam dunk to me, including the documents case. As, you know, Barb McQuaid always tells us, documents don't lie. If we can just get them to trial, right?
Absolutely. And that's the big thing. And I think that But obviously Trump knows that these are slam dunk cases. So he's going to delay, hoping that it comes after, God forbid, he actually wins re-election. But we just saw this other article. I don't know if you covered it, but if he does not get re-elected, all these cases are going to go on. His donors are going to stop donating to him. He's going to run dry. Yeah. And all these lawyers are going to tell him to go screw themselves.
Yes. Operation Penniless in prison will happen.
Yes, indeed.
That's actually my dream scenario. I know, you know, Alison Gill always has like her dream scenario, but that, I mean, it's just because it's so terrifying. It's the most terrifying ride in the world. But my dream scenario is all of the above, that he loses in a landslide and then he gets convicted and ends up penniless and in prison, right? I mean,
it
just
would be lovely. I feel like it was a long 8 years, but thank God.
But just, I think, having the, you know, the realizing Putin's stakes this time and all of the, you know, whether it's Bobby Kennedy, all the, you know, kinds of effery that could happen, it's going to be a terrifying ride, isn't it?
It really is. It is. I know we're coming up to a break. I know that I'm heading out. We've got a lovely guest coming in, but thank you for having me on for the half hour.
Hey,
enjoy the conversation with Mr. Gutenberg. He's a brilliant man, and I send him all my love in the world.
Aw, thank you, Dana. That's MSWmedia.com for the Daily Beans. We love you, Dana Goldberg. Fred Gutenberg next.
Sure, what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market? This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. First Lady Jill Biden is set to travel to Wisconsin tomorrow. She plans to visit Green Bay. The White House says she'll attend a roundtable discussion on efforts to expand career-connecting learning in high school and college. The worker shortage is affecting all aspects of life, including the mail. Low staffing is linked to delays in rural postal service. Bryce Shanklin is a mail carrier who says more people should consider working at the post office.
I'd never have to worry about being laid off. The other benefit is all the federal holidays, ones like President's Day. Most people don't get that off. And then your health benefit. I haven't seen better health insurance than what I have with the federal government.
Shanklin admits the labor shortage makes it hard to split overloaded routes, which leads to slow service. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. The tornado that flew through Rock County last week caused almost $2.5 million in damages to homes and businesses. That number does not include any agricultural damages like silos, barns, and equipment, which they are still estimating. No people were killed, but the tornado did kill some cattle. The National Weather Service confirmed Wednesday that it was an EF2 tornado near Evansville, with wind speeds hitting 130 miles per hour. The Children's Museum in Rock County is calling for donations. They are just over halfway to their goal of fundraising $10 million. They're looking to open a permanent museum out of the First National Bank building in Janesville. They were originally set to open there last summer, but couldn't due to a lack of funds. Currently, they can only hold pop-up events. The Children's Museum is also asking Rock County officials for $500,000 to help bring them to their goal. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have Mark on the phone.
Struck me the other day, the Wisconsin dairy industry would be crippled without the immigrants that have come to this country willing to do the hard work. They will not be a drain on our economy. They will increase our economy.
Absolutely.
I'd like to walk up to Mike Johnson and just give him, give him a swift kick in the ass.
That's how you really feel.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We've finally flipped to a February vibe, with the sparkle of the snow under partly sunny skies and highs hitting the mid-30s. We've got a blustery northwest wind gusting at 30 miles per hour, though, knocking our temperatures back to feeling about 10 degrees cooler. Right now, it's 30.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape, because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244. 608-238-6244. Or log on westuniversityfamilydentistry.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Then you factor in all the injuries, and apparently most of them were kids. And I just feel saddened because you got the greatest country in the world. Any fool can go out and buy a gun anytime. Mm-hmm. They don't do great background checks. And you would think, and like everything else in our country, has become divided between Democrats and Republicans. And that makes it even worse. Yeah. I'm like, wait, the Republicans don't want gun control?
No, Charles Barkley, they do not. Okay. I say this every time, but we are always honored and thrilled and also sad to have to say good morning, Fred Gutenberg.
Good morning.
I was already thinking of you yesterday, of course, you know, the 6-year anniversary of the Parkland shooting of your daughter, Jamie, and Valentine's Day. And yeah. As you said, By the end of what is already a horrific, hard day for you, there goes your scab getting ripped off again, right?
Yeah. And what's so crazy about yesterday was this particular shooting, again, another preventable one, happened in a state where it kind of put to the test so many of the gun lobby lies. There were 800 good guys with guns there yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
800. But at a parade in a state where everything is wrong about their gun laws, permitless carry, open carry, by the way. So technically those 800 good guys may have been in a crowd of about 1 million, of which everyone could have been armed, because that's Missouri. That's what the gun lobby has done to us as a country. It is the reason why we all need to put this issue on the forefront of why we vote in 24, why we will reelect President Biden, and why we will give him a Congress who understands wanting to do something to reduce gun violence is an anti-gun.
Yeah. I mean, we were saying, you know, here's Jody and I, we're both wearing our March for Our Lives T-shirts. We go through this, right? I'm trying to, you know, decide between that and my orange Peace, Love, Enough T-shirt. You're wearing orange, Jamie's favorite color. It just, it is this national tragic play we go through almost every day. And as someone said, Fred, when people say, oh, this isn't who we are. Yes, it is. It's who we are in every city.
It is.
Until we do something about it.
It isn't who we were. And I think that's the key point. It is who we are now. But go back 20 years ago, Stephanie. 20 years ago when Jamie was born, you had fewer than 200 million weapons in America. We have over 400 million now, plus ghost guns. So 20 years ago, we had fewer guns than people. Now we have more. Mm-hmm. 20 years ago, AR-15 sales were less than 2% of all guns sold. They are 25% now. So we do. We have a 20-year, we've allowed this gun lobby and the legislators who are beholden to them to put us in this place. They said if we do anything, we'll be on a slippery slope. Well, guess what? We've been on a slippery slope. It's why we are where we are today. Now is our moment to fight back.
I thought of you even last week that, again, choices could not be starker. There's the front runner, Donald Trump, last week at the NRA convention saying, yeah. Not only did I do nothing, I'm proud of it. We're going to get rid of all of them. We're going to get rid of all the laws. I mean, it just, on this issue, the difference could not be starker, right?
Well, he said, not only did I do nothing, while he's proud of having done nothing and telling the NRA after Parkland at night on a late night phone call that he would do nothing, he was telling the Parkland families, we are going to do something. Okay, so not only does it get to how miserable a you-know-what he is because he did nothing, it also shows what a liar he is because he was publicly telling everybody, including our families, he would do something. Listen, I don't want to talk about him. He's bad for America. He's a bad human being. He's a liar. He's a criminal. He's a crook. Joe Biden is our president. Joe Biden has passed gun safety legislation, the Safer Communities Act, which, by the way, I just spent 2 weeks at the FBI headquarters. It's working. Joe Biden has created the Office of Gun Violence Prevention, and he's passed executive actions, and he's appointed a dedicated full-time ATF director. Joe Biden must be reelected.
You retweeted Secretary Cardona, who said, last month I visited Parkland, an experience that changed my life in these moments, meeting families, seeing Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, still as it was 6 years ago. I consider my purpose of protecting our kids and taking action to ensure this doesn't happen again. And you just said this is such an important message.
Secretary Cardona came to Parkland about a month ago. Myself and one of the other Parkland parents, Max Schachter, arranged for that. And we brought him through a tour of the building where the shooting happened. That building is still an untouched crime scene. Wow. He saw the blood. He saw the DNA. He saw the bullet holes. He saw the shards of glass. He saw why the shooting happened. He saw what could have been done to prevent it. And we also walked him through the building that was built to replace it to show what we must do going forward to make our schools safer. And I'm so thankful that he did come. And that he continues to talk about it. It did change his life. You could see the emotion in him as he walked through the building. We have in this country dedicated servants for our public good who want to do more to make America better and make us safer. That's on one side of this equation. Then we have another side who literally goes out of their way to incite hate and violence. I stand with Secretary Cardona, I stand with our president, and I will just tell everybody, don't take it for granted. Get your ass off your seat and vote.
Yeah. Laws do matter. I read this earlier, the Giffords organization tweeted, Missouri has everything the gun lobby wants. No universal background checks, no licensing or training requirements, no extreme risk protection orders, no large capacity magazine ban, no CVI funding. It also has the fourth highest gun rate, death rate in the nation. Gun laws save lives, period.
Full stop. And that's it. I mean, and listen, we see it. The states like Missouri, mm-hmm. or Texas, or here where I am in Florida, the red states, which try to thumb the eye in those trying, put their thumb in the eye of those trying to reduce gun violence, they have per capita the highest gun violence death rates. It's a fact. And the blue states, which go out of their way to do something, have per capita the lower gun violence death rates. Missouri is everything the gun lobby wants. Missouri, okay, it's almost ironic, you couldn't have scripted it better, is the state that showed all these good guys with guns can't stop a determined killer when they show up to do what happened yesterday. We must do better and pass legislation and to do more.
I'm sure you saw this. I don't know if he was on TV, but he tweeted, Patrick said, I just ran away from a mass shooting at the Chiefs parade where I saw the Missouri governor, the gun lover below, running scared for his life next to me with an army of officers protecting him. I'm so sick of these NRA-funded politicians. I mean, you know, it's like watching the footage of these, you know, on January 6th, the congresspeople hiding and that are now calling it a peaceful tourist visit. I mean, this is the guy that's done everything he can to loosen gun laws. Not everybody has a security detail to protect them. So this poor mother of two that was shot to death, she didn't have officers protecting her.
No, she's like my daughter, a cost of doing business for the lobby. They actually make money off of carnage like yesterday. And so when these frauds, when these cowards run protected, okay, while people like my daughter or this mom will be buried, okay, We shouldn't be okay with this. This is not the way America was. America always was a gun safety nation up until the 80s. This is not who America needs to be. And this should not be the cost of living in America.
This is just in the last week, not just at the most American of Super Bowl celebrations, Fred, in a church, Joel Osteen's church, that had a million red flags for mental health and was still able to get a gun. You know, I was just talking about a fender bender in a Walmart parking lot. A grandfather was shot to death because they had a little fender bender in the parking lot. I mean, if this is the America we want to be, I don't think it is. I read this tweet, just struck me today, Fred. Rick tweeted, I'm a 67-year-old man. I no longer go to public events because of the proliferation of guns in our society. I miss the opera, going to concerts, LGBTQ community events because of the insanity of Trump's cult who worships gun. America deserves better. Well, we'll find out at the election if we are going to ask for better, aren't we?
We will. You know what? We have to. Listen, let me put it to you this way. Trump understands his voters, and he understands how to get them to vote. He knows how to rile them up and incite them, and they are going to vote, but they are not the majority. We win if we ignore everything he is, well, not ignore it, but if we turn our focus to President Biden and a Congress that wants to oppose it. We win if we vote. Nobody should be sitting around thinking, I don't know if I want to vote for him or not. Maybe this isn't the... No. Get off your asses and vote.
Yeah, yeah. I always see that gorgeous painting of your daughter Jamie dancing in the background there when you're on TV. I can see it now, and her favorite color, orange. And you just said my final message of today. The year Jamie was killed, her dance team kept her space in the routine. That empty chair was Jamie's spot. Ugh.
Yeah.
Just imagine your child in the empty chair. If you don't want this preventable carnage to continue, vote in 24 for gun violence prevention. Boy, what a beautiful and haunting picture I'm looking at.
Mm-hmm. That is a picture that an artist made off of a photo of my daughter doing one of her flying leaps, which she was just well known for, the dance community. And I keep it there because you can see the positioning. She's right over my shoulder. Mm-hmm. And Jamie always is standing on my shoulders, pushing me forward, saying, go, Dad. You do everything you need to do so that another dad who will never know you gets to watch his daughter dance. And that's why I do it.
Yeah, I have to get your take on, I'm sure heard of this, the Joaquin Oliver's parents used AI to recreate his voice. I saw them trying to play it, of course, for Lauren Boebert. She slams the door. Which tells you everything you need to know about this this Republican Party. But what were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, when I tried to hand out my book American Carnage to all members of Congress, there was a distinct difference in the reaction between the Democrats who want to reduce gun violence and the Republicans who don't care. So I understand what my brother Manny must have gone through yesterday doing that. I think it's a really interesting way to deliver a message that needs to be delivered, which is, whether we are telling you face to face or from the grave, you need to know the impact of your actions.
Well, you know, it's so interesting. We had Kelly Carlin in here who's suing, you know, because they misappropriated her dad, George Carlin's, you know, likeness to make an AI comedy special. To me, that's a horrible use of AI. But this, you know, a lot of people compared to Emmett Till's mother, you know, to just going, what's it going to take? Do we need to show you the bodies of our kids? Do we need to, you know, recreate their voices from beyond the grave? Like, what is going to move the needle on this?
It's actually understanding that those miserable you-know-what who currently serve, they're actually not going to change on this. You're not going to get through to them because they're sick. There's something demented about them. And so what it's going to take is utilizing all these tools to make sure that 70% of America who actually gets it, who understands what they want, actually gets off their couch and votes. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to change. Listen, I'm not going to change, for example, a Boebert or a Massey. They're demented. But we can get people to vote and replace them.
Yeah. I've seen people tweet, if I get shot to death, put my body on the steps of Congress.
That's me.
I don't care. Let them see it. That's me. I mean, I can imagine how you feel, the people that personally impacted. And I was saying at some point, Fred, it's going to be all of us. All of us are going to, at the rate we're going, we're all going to know somebody that was shot somewhere.
In 20 years, we've more than doubled our arsenal of weapons in America. If we don't deal with that reality, we will all, in fact, know people impacted by gun violence. That's where we are today. We failed to stop the gun lobby. Now it's a question of what we do to fix this going forward.
I was already thinking of you yesterday, my friend. It's just... And it's so heartbreaking on a day of love, mm-hmm. Valentine's Day, a day of that, it's supposed to be about love, that you
supposed to be
have to go through that emotionally every Valentine's Day. And then, of course, on the very day of, I can't imagine how you get up every day. I just, you're such a hero. You really are.
That girl standing over my shoulder. That's how.
Yeah.
And my desire for my son to grow up in a world with other people his age, where this isn't their number one issue.
Yep. Find the Helpers and American Carnage are Fred's books. They are indispensable. Fred, thanks so much. I always feel like I need to apologize for you for making us do our sad vignette.
You're amazing.
But thank you
so much.
Thank you, Fred.
Thanks, Fred.
All right. Bye. Bye-bye. 49 minutes after the hour, we roll along on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Stop badgering me with your $10 words.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He is 83 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, for me, this has been a real game changer. I love it. I use it in my bike and hike bottle every day. Morning Kick isn't just your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, give you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Ladies and gentlemen, whether you have 3 minutes in the morning or 30 minutes, keep your face wrinkle-free. Introducing Gen 90, the new instant wrinkle treatment from Genucel. Gen 90 instantly reduces the appearance of wrinkles anywhere you use it. Around the eyes, forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin. It starts working in seconds. You never worry about your skin or your confidence again. Gen 90 technology, it's luxurious, nourishing, silk smooth. Best of all, it starts working in seconds. I know, because I feel that little tingle every time. There's a reason Genucel has 400% the customer loyalty of other skincare brands. And now you also get Genucel XV, the collagen builder moisturizer with vitamin C and hyaluronic acid in a pure natural base for stunning results day after day. Gen 90 and XV are on special sale now, Genucel.com, included in the bestseller package. It's the best value in skincare anywhere. Order right now at Genucel.com/Stephanie and get a free beauty box and deep firming serum while supplies last, plus free shipping on all orders. Genucel.com/Stephanie, Genucel.com/Stephanie.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and healthcare. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends, while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Stephanie Miller.
You may be right. I may be crazy. You may be wrong. All I know, but you may be right.
Marjorie in Utah. Hello. Good morning.
This is Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh.
All you people are instant blood drinkers and groomers.
Oh.
And I'm a lady and I don't like the language you use. You can kiss my ass.
That was funny.
Nice. Oh, very
good.
Nice.
That was good.
Aww,
that was
a little,
nice.
A little homemade comedy from Utah this
skit.
Morning. A little skit. Hi, Kevin in D.C.
What was Marjorie Taylor Greene doing in Utah?
Kevin in D.C.
She'll go anywhere.
Hello.
Good morning. I heard a song, if you know who Michelle Branch is, just saw it on YouTube called Are You Happy Now?
Mm-hmm.
And that song popped in my head when I think about the tragedy. So now we have one more place in addition to your own home and your church. You can't go on a celebration and a parade for the Super Bowl.
Oh, and this isn't the first parade. It just happened to be the first Super Bowl parade, right?
Yep.
Ay, ay, ay. Oh, real quick, Richard in Chicago. Hello, Richard.
Oh, yeah, hi. I had a thought that went along the lines of the AI that just came out from the shooting victim. What if there was a national registry created where people, adults, students, and all that could say, if I'm killed in a shooting incident, I want photos of my body to be published.
Yeah, and, well, I think, you know... I think a lot of us are getting to that, right?
I'm there. I'm there. I told Lonnie. I said, if I'm killed, show me.
Yeah, but I mean, the parent, obviously, in this case, there's different. That's the big difference. Obviously, Kelly Carlin, nobody asked the Carlin family permission,
big
and that
difference.
Was for a comedy special.
Right.
This is his parents, you know.
Right. No,
decided,
they did the right thing.
To do it. But that's actually a good idea. Yes, Christopher.
Police have updated the story from Kansas City.
Okay.
They said the mass shooting that erupted at the end of the Chiefs Super Bowl celebration in Kansas City appeared to stem from a dispute.
Yeah.
So they have confirmed
two people
that it was
are in prison.
Dispute.
Yeah, or in custody. We don't know anything more about it. But again, it's how we solve every dispute from a fender bender to,
ridiculous.
God knows what. Okay. Can I just say how sick I am of this? This is Craig Melvin talking to Nikki Haley.
But the reality is he's talked about the military for years now in disparaging ways. Suckers, losers, John McCain, Gold Star families. What's different now? What's different this time?
Before, when he did it, it was during the 2016 election. Everybody thought, oh, did he have a slip? What did that mean? Problem now is he is not the same person he was in 2016.
Oh,
he is unhinged. He is more diminished than he was.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Really? Like, I love that they try to pretend he just became awful.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't awful when you worked for him and you knew it. And he didn't slip. He said many multiple things about military members. One more here.
After the most recent attack on your husband and other military families, you said, quote, he's no longer qualified to be president. How do you square that with raising your hand on that debate stage, saying you would support him even if he were a convicted criminal?
I have said any of those 14 would be better than Joe Biden. I will also tell you, there is no way that the American people are going to vote for a convicted criminal. They're not.
But you said you would.
They're not.
But you said you would.
No, that is not the question.
Yes,
it is. You said you would vote for him if he were the nominee.
Power-mongering whore. Okay. Oh, pardon me.
Goodness.
I apologize. John Finkelstein is going to be in studio tomorrow.
Right
there. Glenn Kirshner will be here. Fridays with Frangela. We'll see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio. Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic